This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Friday's headlines when we begin with the immigration debate. As President Obama today signing into law a $600 million measure, sending more manpower and technology to the southern border with Mexico in order to strengthen border security. Today at the White House, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says this administration is on top of the illegal immigration problem.
I believe that we have designed what needs to happen at this border. We have a good idea what it takes to keep this border safe and secure, and that these monies will allow us to do that.
But will this $600 million really make a big difference? Earlier today, I spoke with Pinal County, Arizona Sheriff Paul Babiu. He says it's barely a drop in the bucket.
1,200 soldiers split among four southwest border states, nearly 2,000 miles, falls far short from what is needed. It'll take 6,000 soldiers, 3,000 specifically armed in Arizona on the border. Then you complete the double barrier fence that Barack Obama suspended, and then you eliminate and end catch and release.
Babiu is also very frustrated with the federal government's overall response to the immigration problem, saying the resources just aren't there. And just when things seemingly couldn't get much worse, the government goes off and sues his state of Arizona for trying to improve border security. He believes the president and Secretary Napolitano, who is also the former governor of Arizona, have made this issue all too political.
It's amazing to me that people in the highest levels of our government truly have tried to play this as a political issue. It's like, in the end, you know, Bill Clinton did some good things for the border. He signed and authorized the double barrier fence that Duncan Hunter of California sponsored, and that works. We just need to complete it. She minimizes all this stuff, says that, well, if you got a 50-foot fence, show me a 51-foot ladder, and the problem's eliminated. You got to be kidding me.
In other national security news, we could be another major step closer to Iranian nuclear weapons. That's because Russia has announced next week it will begin fueling Iran's nuclear reactor at Bushehr. This is a major step forward and could put Iran very close to being able to develop nuclear weapons. On Friday, I spoke with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, who says this could have been avoided a long time ago, but the U.S. simply dropped the ball.
I think we're pretty much running out of time. We did it to ourselves. The Iranians didn't do it. We were dumb enough to let this happen, and now we're going to be faced with two grains of sand. And whichever one falls last is the one we'll do. But whether it's a military strike or whether it's just acquiescing and learning to live with a bunch of whacked-out mullahs with nuclear weapons in the volatile Southwest Asian Persian Gulf region, both of those are just really bad choices, and we did it to ourselves.
To hear my complete interview with Captain Nash as well as Sheriff Babiu, please head to worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. Some more good news from the Gulf of Mexico today. The National Incident Commander Thad Allen says that the BP well from the Deepwater Horizon rig remains successfully capped, and the relief well will be in place relatively soon. He says the process is not over yet, but things are definitely looking up.
There is no oil flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. We have successfully shut in this well. We've had stability since the 15th of July, and we've had something now that we haven't had before, and that's I wouldn't call it the luxury, but we have the trade space to really consider alternatives under less than a high-pressure situation, no pun intended, allow us to really do the right thing in relation to killing this well.
Back here in Washington on the political front, New York Congressman Charlie Rangel, of course, has been in the headlines a lot lately as a result of the 13 ethics charges filed against him by the House Committee on Standards and Official Conduct. Another member of Congress recently charged with three counts is California Democrat Maxine Waters, who is accused basically of helping to steer some TARP funds to a bank on which her husband once sat on the board of directors and still owned stock at the time of the financial crisis back in 2008. Today, Congresswoman Waters says she has done absolutely nothing wrong.
I have not violated any House rules. I fully disclosed all of my financial information as requested by House rules, and in fact, went above and beyond what was required by repeatedly disclosing my and my husband's financial interests during Financial Services Committee hearings. Neither my staff nor I engaged in any improper behavior, and we did not influence anyone, and we did not gain any benefit.
Waters says the reason she got involved in this process was because she wanted to make sure that minorities and women did not get lost in the shuffle when the government responded to the financial crisis.
This case is not just about me. This case is about access. It's about access for those who are not heard by the decision makers, whether it's having their questions answered or their concerns addressed.
That's a look at Friday's headlines. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.